You said that you went to Ms. Khan's home
yes.
on the 3rd of October.
With my wife.
With your wife. Can you tell me what happened at this occasion?
Sure. So we visit her home on the 3rd of October. As I alluded to earlier, my wife had something to... I think they were baby clothes, but I can't be absolutely sure. This was in the evening. I reckon it was about 6 plus, but I have to double-check my messages, what time it was. She was at home. I knocked the door. Her father and mother were there. We had a short conversation. They're nice people. They're pleasant people. We had a quick chat. Her husband was there. We said hello. And her son was there. I didn't see the daughter, but her son was definitely there.
I'd like you to focus on what you told Ms. Khan
concerning the
clarification.
There was something interesting that happened. Her, out of the blue, I didn't expect it because I don't talk to her mother very much. And her mother, Ms. Khan's mother, told me, Parliament can be not so serious or not. It was a fragment. I didn't know what to make of it, but I told her, I said, Auntie, Parliament is very, very serious. And then her mother goes away. Then I sit Ms. Khan, I sit with Ms. Khan and I tell her, look, I am not sure what is going to happen with this thing that has, this anecdote that you've told, but it is entirely possible that there could be a clarification made. Somebody may ask you something about it, and it is important that you take responsibility and take ownership of the issue. And I did say, and she started getting a bit uncomfortable when I said that, and then I told her, I will not judge you. And I will not judge you meant I will not judge you if you take responsibility and ownership. That was the gist of the conversation. I didn't get the sense that she was going to be uncomfortable with telling the truth. She never communicated anything of that sort to me. At no point did she say, Pritam, I don't know what to do. Please help me. I need guidance. I need advice. Okay. No, nothing of that sort. I'm just trying to put the context of the 3rd of October meeting.
Okay.
So sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No, are you finished?
Oh, okay, no, not yet. In gist, that was what I recall from the 3rd October conversation. And then, of course, I took my leave and we left. Maybe we may have stayed a little while longer because my wife was playing with her son. So
okay, I don't need to know
that. I can't remember exactly
really
whether we left immediately or not. Yeah, but that was
okay,
what
so
happened.
So just focus on what's germane, okay?
Sure.
Now, I'd like to show you Ms. Khan's recollection
yes.
of what happened. Please turn to page 83.
Yes.
Can you go somewhere just after halfway down the page where you see Ms. Raisha Khan says before the October sitting? So this this is her account of
yes.
the same conversation.
Yes.
Let me read it to you.
Sure.
Before the October sitting, I had a conversation with Leader of the Opposition, Pritam Singh, and the conversation was that if I were to retain the narrative or if I were to continue the narrative, there would be no judgment. Can you tell us which date this took place? 3rd October.
It would have to be the 3rd of October.
Where did this take place? In my house. Was there anyone else present besides the two of you? No, there was not.
Okay, that's untrue.
Are there...
I think she has. She has told a lie. That's not true.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
I mean...
Sorry, my apologies. But, I mean, you must understand my shock when she says no one was at home. Because her whole family was at home.
Mr. Singh, this can't be the first time you're hearing this. I mean, you would have seen the transcript.
I saw the transcript. Yes. I was shocked about it. And I want to relate to you that this is not true.
Go over the page. The discussion for you to retain the narrative and there will be no judgment, can you give me the interpretation of that? What do you make of that statement? My interpretation was that there will be no consequences for me to continue the narrative that I had begun in August. In other words, there will be no consequences on you if you continue the lie and keep up the contention that there was this occasion, this anecdote, that you had described on 3rd of August, despite it being a lie. That was my interpretation, yes? And there was therefore no attempt by Mr. Singh to ask you to clarify the matter in favour of putting out the truth. Not at that point in time, no. Not on 3rd October, no. So you disagree with this?
Absolutely.
So if this is what Ms. Khan said, you would say she's lying?
Absolutely.
Mr. Singh, let's see what the common areas are, first of all. You went to a home on 3rd of October,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You expected the issue to arise in Parliament the next day, on the 4th of October, right?
I did not expect it to.
You anticipated it might?
It would be possible.
Okay. So you anticipated that it might?
It might. Arise.
And you went to her, you raised the topic with her.
That is correct.
Correct. And you did say, I will not judge you.
Yes, I did. But that was a fragment of a larger conversation.
Okay. What else? So these are the points that we agree on so far. What else from this evidence that I've just read to you do you agree with?
You're talking about Ms. Khan's
yes,
evidence.
What I just read to you.
I don't understand this.
No, no. What else do you agree with?
I just said it's not true. How can I agree with something I've said is not
well,
true?
Well, we agree on a few points.
But that wasn't specifically relating to this.
Okay. Is there anything else here you agree with?
No.
No. Okay. So your position is that as far as this evidence is concerned, Ms. Khan would be lying.
Yes. Look, if I can be even the slightest bit charitable,
no.
She completely read the wrong thing that I had put to her. When I tell you to take responsibility, it means precisely that. If you look at my conduct towards you in the run-up to what you had said in Parliament, if I really wanted to let this narrative lie, I don't know where this word comes from, but if I really wanted to do that, I would have just left it where the Leader of the House left it. Please substantiate in future.